It's half past 3 p.m.
And here are the latest RTL Today headlines. The Maison du Grand Duc has published its 2025 annual activity report, revealing overspending and highlighting a historic year of transition. Luxembourg and Belgium have launched a joint humanitarian mission to Venezuela, deploying an A400M transport aircraft with emergency supplies and experts. Luxembourg has strengthened its right to disconnect by introducing fines of up to $25,000 for employers that fail to establish clear rules on availability outside working hours. Thousands of people have today marched in cities across South Africa to demand the departure of undocumented foreign nationals after a weeks-long campaign that has sent thousands fleeing and claimed four lives. Outgoing Prime Minister Keir Starmer said today that Britain will spend a record of almost £300 billion over the next 4 years to modernise its armed forces in the face of rising threats. For more on these stories, all the latest news and so much more, check out rtltoday.lu. Looking at the weather now, and the slightly cooler temperature continues for the moment, and we have sunny and cloudy conditions for the rest of the day and the temperature of 27 degrees.
RTL Today traffic info.
Well, in terms of traffic, currently looking at an 8-minute delay on the N1 between the CR143 and Gravenmacher West. It's 5 to 6 minutes maybe on the A4 between Sassange and Pompierre, whilst on our old friend the A3 heading down south, the Delange, already sitting at a 20-minute congestion with 8.5 kilometres worth of tailback too. Three speed checks to be aware of this afternoon, by the way, one in Elerange on the Rue de Montagange, the other one in Foylen on the N15, aka the Route de Bastogne, the last one in Luxembourg City itself on the Rue des Aubépines. For everything else and to stay up to date, check out today.rtl.lu/mobility. Time for Creep.
Drive with Tom Einarsson.
RTL Today Radio.
The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
I looked at JB when I said time for some Creep and he looked very, very offended. Sorry, JB.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. Float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so fucking special. But I'm a creep. I wanna have control. I
fucking special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't belong here.
RTL. RTL Today Radio.
Available on 93.3 FM
and DAB Plus.
The Heartbeat of Luxembourg.
John.
Yes.
Music is about, you know, touching people.
Oh.
I just really relate to Creep already.
Oh, I know. You get so emotional every time you hear it.
Every time I hear it. I have to wipe away the tears.
I know how you feel.
Yeah. Is today maybe the coolest day we've had in a very long time, by the way?
It was really weird. So I was at home before I came in this afternoon.
Yeah.
And it was getting a bit warm,
uh-huh.
But then there seemed to be a bit more cloud around now, so it's quite nice. It feels okay. 20 is amazing when you're saying, oh, 27, that's pretty cool, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Normally we're going, blimey.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm not saying it's cold. I'm saying this might be the coolest we've felt during an afternoon in Luxembourg as of late.
Yep.
And as you were saying, 27, I'm thinking, man, I might have to chuck on a jumper or something.
Well, you've got a t-shirt and a shirt on already, haven't you?
In all fairness, you know, I'm already halfway there.
You get a nice cardigan. Well, look lovely.
Yeah. Jumper on, shirt underneath. Brrr, it's a bit chilly, isn't it? Yeah.
Scarf.
Well, apparently, and I don't know how accurate this is, but I did, my main source of information these days is Instagram Reels. I did see one. Okay. Apparently, we might get another one fairly freaking soon.
I think next week's looking quite hot, isn't it?
It's looking fairly toasty, John. Not going to lie. Monday, 30 degrees. And then hovering just under 30, then 30 again on Thursday. But that is a week away.
That's 10 days
away.
But that's okay. It's when it's getting up near the 40.
I'm okay with that. Especially, as you said, we've acclimatized to it.
Yeah, it's fine now.
Yeah. Well, what are you doing on the 2nd of July, by the way?
The 2nd? Ooh. Yeah. I don't know. Hopefully watching England play, but I don't know.
Oh, right, because you could see Keanu Reeves' rock band.
That'd be cool as well.
At the Festival de Wilt, randomly, actually.
Yeah, imagine Wilt's getting Keanu Reeves.
I know, it's kind of really, really cool. Mind you, this is so soon after they released their latest album, their third album, All In Now, came out on the 29th of May, and barely a month later, they're in Wilt's.
That's amazing.
It's pretty cool.
It's amazing.
If you want a chance to win two tickets, JB, all you have to do is answer a simple question.
Don't say that, because you know I'm not allowed to do it.
You're not allowed to do it.
You keep saying that.
You're a stand-in for
the listener.
Yeah, for the well-adjusted people out there who might want to see.
I don't think I'm the appropriate stand-in.
In all fairness. But if you know, where did band members Keanu Reeves and Robert Mailhouse first meet in 1991? The answer is actually quite fun.
Okay.
If you know the answer, or if you want a clue, you can actually read the full article on RTL Today right now. Get back to us at 621-525-000 or WhatsApp. Include your full name and your email address, all that good stuff. That is 621-525-000. More insane giveaways coming, by the way. Jamiroquai, very soon.
Nice.
And, I shouldn't have said loads more because I'm actually don't have it in front of me. Whatever.
But there are some more.
Just trust me.
Just trust me, bro.
Yeah. I've got Noah Kahan now with The Great Divide. Stay tuned because we will literally be hanging out until 7 p.m.
Yes.
On RTL Today Radio on 93.3 FM. Here he is with The Great Divide. Billie Eilish coming up right after.